of other people. So I see the abundance mentality as a kind of emergent endowment that comes from the exercise of those four unique human endowments: self-awareness, imagination, conscience, and willpower. And that habit five is a kind of courage balanced with consideration endowment. I think that the full application of habit five is necessary, but it's the sequence of seeking first to understand. It's like diagnosing a person's eyes. Then you build the prescription on the diagnosis. People do not practice the full habit. The full habit says, seek first to understand, then to be understood. So they start empathizing, they start listening, they show consideration, and eventually they get sucked in to the other person's point of view, and they become sympathetic instead of empathetic, and they abandon their own. Or they're not influenced at all in the process, but they kind of just capitulate because they say, well, you know, we got to keep peace around here. And it's that sequence that becomes the real key. But you can't abandon the last half of that, or else you'll get sucked into lose-win performance agreements. You also have to make it very explicit to the person that you're empathizing with what you're doing. Tell them, you're empathizing. I'm not taking any position at all. I'm just trying to understand how you see it, how you feel about it. And then I want to restate your position to your satisfaction. And then I would like the opportunity to say how I see it and how I feel about it. Now, what you're saying and sharing with me will probably powerfully influence that, and I'll indicate that as well. Then the two of us can interact together until we can find some solution that we really feel superbly good about. That's synergy, see? So problem solving is habit six. But the communication process of habit five is the foundation of that, and the spirit and motive of habit four. And I can't tell you how important